Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here we go, getting into the darkest hour of the Bobby Mac Electric Radio program. It is, of course, the bonus hour, but it's remarkably similar to the preceding three in one regard. Let's do that. Just grab your phone. Be a part of the conversation with me. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And, of course, my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Bobby, yet another great show. Thank you. Can you post the porch paralyzer bit from the Bobby Mac semi-professional players so we can share it with friends? Best line was, "Sometimes I leave a dummy box just for fun," from Brian and Chesney. We don't really have any way to post it, but it is available in our podcast. So if you just go in to our website, 1063word.com, go to the audio section and find the Bobby Mac podcast, and then just you can search by keyword. So just put in porch paralyzer and it'll bring it up for you. I think it was an hour two in the 4 o'clock hour today.
So to make it easier.
Yeah.
After the show is over, I will go and pull that audio out.
Okay.
And put it as its own personal podcast.
Well, there you go. Yeah. It'll just be in there as porch paralyzer and you can find it now. Thank you, Moneypenny. That'll simplify matters. Bobby, Trump Entertainment should buy CNN. It'd be cheap. Give DJT content control, and every airport could have its own rally. CNN is owned by one of the big corporations nowadays, though, and even though they have zero ratings, they use it for philosophic, ideological intent. Don't really care if their ratings are any good or not, I guess. From Katie, Bobby, hysterical, loved Farmer Bob's Atomic Turkeys. Yeah, we try and drag that one back out every year.
How do you change your voice so much to
to sound like Farmer Bob?
Yeah.
Because of my acting skill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I love your overalls.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very attractive. Bob, how about we make a government GoFundMe page? We already do. It just goes through the IRS. Hey, Bob, I haven't heard on the news any description of the terrorists who shot up the kosher market in New Jersey. So I guess we're left to assume they were Chinese exchange students? Yeah. Am I caught up here? Yeah, I did. I finally got caught up. Okay, great. So the big story of the day, Inspector General Horowitz and his testimony before Lindsey Graham, who's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who did give him a hard way to go, referring to the whole deal as a massive criminal conspiracy in his opening statement today, in a freewheeling speech to kick off the hearings on FBI abuses. The committee chairman said federal investigators made more than a few missteps, 17, according to Horowitz, and took the law into their own hands. Look, it's like caller Allen said earlier. If you use the analogy of a football game and Clemson is playing South Carolina and there are 17 penalties called in the game and they're all against South Carolina, and they include things like targeting for somebody that's standing on the sideline, right? At this point, it's more than mistakes. It's more than inefficiency. It's a conspiracy. And a criminal conspiracy at that, which I hope Mr. Durham, when he gets around to it, when May, June, somewhere around in there, will have some criminal charges to bring against Strzok and Page, and why not against Comey, Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, the whole crew. Lindsey saying what has been described as a few irregularities becomes a massive criminal conspiracy over time to defraud the FISA court, to illegally surveil an American citizen, and keep an operation open against a sitting president of the United States, violating every norm known to the rule of law. I mentioned to Moneypenny and Little Annie the other day, I watched The Irishman, the Scorsese film. It's way too long. It's an ego trip for Scorsese. It's 3.5 hours long, and it could easily be 2.5. But setting that aside, there's one line in there that resonated with me when Al Pacino, who's playing Jimmy Hoffa, says to one of the characters, I think it was Joe Pesci, who was playing one of the mafia guys. And Hoffa says, nobody threatens Jimmy Hoffa. And the mafia guy says, look, if they can take out a president of the United States, they can take out the president of a union. Hoffa, unfortunately, failed to get that message and so now resides in the Meadowlands or wherever he is. In any event, that's exactly what was going on here. The more than 40-minute unscripted speech came before the long-anticipated testimony of Horowitz, the DOJ inspector general who investigated the origins of the Russia probe into the Trump campaign. His report, released Monday, found no intentional misconduct or political bias, right, surrounding the FBI's launch of the probe called Crossfire Hurricane and their efforts to seek a FISA warrant to monitor Trump campaign aide Carter Page. However, the report did fault the FBI for numerous errors in the FISA application process, identifying at least 17 significant inaccuracies and omissions in the application and renewals for Page's FISA warrant. Yeah. And by the way, every time they turned up evidence that showed that the Trump campaign was not colluding with the Russians, they ignored it. Graham said Horowitz's team discovered an abuse of power I never believed could actually exist in 2019. How bad is it? It was as if J. Edgar Hoover came back to life. Yeah, and was still wearing a dress. Who said that? The Judiciary Committee chairman read aloud the text messages between Strzok and Page, the former lovers who expressed disgust with Trump in their exchanges, calling Trump a loathsome human and awful. Lindsey blasting the few investigators as bad people. He said former British spy Christopher Steele, who authored the salacious and unverified, and by the way, totally untrue, dossier against Trump, had an axe to grind against the president, and those biases colored the investigation. In a passionate speech that was reminiscent of his angry defense of Brett Kavanaugh before his Supreme Court confirmation hearings, Graham said he has serious concerns about whether the FISA court can continue without reforms. Trump's time will come and go, Graham said, but I hope we understand that what happened here can never happen again, because what happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. I would disagree with a senior senator from South Carolina on that point. What happened here is the system was weaponized by one political party and used against another. Graham also said the report should be a call to action to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Director Wray, you've got a problem, Graham said. He urged Page, the former Trump campaign advisor, to file suit. I hope Carter Page gets a lawyer and sues the hell out of the FBI and the DOJ. So, Bobby, you nailed the problem with the IG report. They were looking for political bias instead of political BS. Too true. 16 after 6, Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day. We'll be right back. Soon as the popcorn is done.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Bobby Mack Show here on Wednesday. Boy, this is sad news. Let's hope that the charges that are being leveled here turn out to be not true. Let's see. Hang on 1 second here. Yeah, here we go. Those of you that follow golf, why is that thing keep clicking over to that stupid ad for a bank? I don't want to see the ad for the bank. I want to see the story. All right? There we go. Thank you. That was easy. A professional golfer arrested in a Florida prostitution and sex trafficking sting operation Sunday, dubbed Operation Santa's Naughty List. Tommy Two Gloves Ganey, 44, among the 124 arrested as part of the investigation, according to the Polk County, Florida Sheriff's Office. Authorities said Ganey was arrested for soliciting a prostitute and is facing a first-degree misdemeanor solicitation charge. Ganey released from jail Monday after posting bail, according to TMZ Sports. The sheriff, Grady Judd, said Ganey told officers he was in town for a charity golf event. He told us he's here for a charity event and was supposed to be in the next morning tee off. He didn't make it. He was a scratch. We charged him with soliciting. He missed his tee time the next morning. Ganey turned pro in 1997, joined the PGA Tour in 2008, rose to popularity because he wears golf gloves on both hands and has a unique swing. Yeah, which I once heard described as it looks like a man trying to prize up a manhole cover with a crowbar. It's not too flattering a look, but he makes it work. The South Carolina native has one PGA Tour victory. The McGladrey Classic in 2012 has played in 200 PGA Tour events, earned more than $5.6 million, according to the tour's website. That is, that's unseemly this time of year. Bobby, if anybody is still looking for Murphy, the golden retriever, there he is right there. If anybody's still looking for Murphy, Baby Yoda got him. Okay, good to know. Thank you. Off topic, Bobby. Let me quickly scroll down here again. Off topic, tonight reminded me that at 12:12 a.m. on December 12th, the moon will be at its largest all year. Yeah, largest full moon. We'll be the closest to our moon all year. We've had a lot of unique moons this past year. I don't know if I would have phrased it exactly quite that way, but I catch your drift. Okay, Two Gloves, a good old South Carolina boy from Bishopville. Bobby, Pat's owner get caught again? Whatever happened with Robert Kraft and his unseemly incident? Also in Florida. What is it about Florida? That one just kind of disappeared off the radar, didn't it? Just kind of went away. You don't think the fact that Robert Kraft is extremely wealthy. No. No, couldn't have had any influence on the prosecution of that case. Whether it was, I see no reason to not to dismiss this case. Bobby, I was hoping we were done with that Mutt Murphy. Now they made another commercial. Shake my head. Bobby, if Durham, the prosecutor from Connecticut, who does have the power to impanel grand juries and bring criminal charges, if Durham puts pressure on Clapper, he could very well turn state's evidence in a heartbeat and give up the goods on everyone. I'm kind of waiting for that shoe to drop, because you know that we're going to get leaks before Durham's report comes out, whether it's May or June or the 4th of July. This stuff is going to leak out about who's going to be indicted and for what. And you know as well as I do, you've watched enough TV shows to know the first guy or gal in the door gets the best deal. You know, you cooperate with the investigators and you get really tough time, you know, at some federal facility, probably in Florida, you know, where your biggest concern is getting some time on the tennis court. And the other guys are headed for Sing Sing or wherever. Bobby, you missed something else that A.G. Barr said, that most of this is just politics and that both sides are guilty. He implied that if you break a law for political reasons, it's not a crime. That's why he let the managers go. I'm not sure if you meant Barr or if you meant Horowitz. Bobby, this is what James Comey told CNN in April 2018, and I quote, "I honestly never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the current president of the United States was with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in, 2012? Missed the last part. Whew, boy. You know, they're just so slimy. All these people, they're just slimy. Bobby, Tommy Gainey's nickname is Two Gloves. Sounds like one of Whitey Bulger's buddies. Yeah. Out there collecting for Whitey. Hey, where's the VIG for this week? 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. And when we come back, today's edition of Boneheads and the Deals. Walking in a winter wonderland. 6:37, 23 before 7 here in the Bobby Mac Show with the Sound of the Season bumper music working its way into the rotation. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, I'm not buying the cops' conclusion about hogs attacking the horses. I think they have no clues, no suspects, no leads. That could well be. Leaves to be explained how the hog could load a magazine and insert it into a weapon and fire it and shoot a horse. Although I guess they are excluding that particular incident from their assessment. We'll see. Bobby, animal attacks on upstate horses sounds like the beginning of an episode of X-Files or Supernatural or one of those kinds of shows. Yeah. I personally believe a chupacabra sneaked across the Mexican border. Just one more illegal to contend with. Another illegal on welfare. Is that wrong? Can I say that? Oh, you can say that on this show. All right. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of Singers, I Believe, are ready in their own overmodulated style. Boneheads in the news. Yes, here we go with Boneheads. What is it? We had one of these last week. Some intellectually challenged individual thinking that the right way to go into a house is through the chimney. If you're Santa, yeah. Otherwise, not so much. Santa does make it look pretty easy. Fire department in Tucson, Arizona, got a call Friday afternoon when people heard someone yelling for help from inside a vacant house. Turned out a guy in his 30s had tried to get into the house by sliding down the chimney. Yeah, you've assumed correctly. He got stuck. Firefighters were able to rescue him. Cops arrested him for trespassing. Drug possession. Gee, that's a shock. And he also had an outstanding warrant as well. A food critic at the Washington Post, Tom Setsima is his name, got a message from a reader thanking him for one of his recent restaurant reviews. For a somewhat unexpected reason, quote, "Well, Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me." Uh-oh. Once confronted with the photographic evidence, he confessed he was fooling around. Tom, the reviewer for the Post, says he's not sure which of his reviews had the picture, but readers' natural curiosity, searching through his recent articles to try and find it. Like the guy doesn't have enough. Leave the poor guy alone. He's already messed up. All right. Moneypenny mentioned that earlier she was feeding some pigeons who had been gathering around the entrance to a store. They were after a cookie that had been dropped on the sidewalk, so she put it up on the sidewalk so they could get to it without getting run over. Not everybody is that understanding about pigeons. Somebody posted a video of some pigeons in Vegas wearing tiny cowboy hats. What? Some people thought it was cute at first, but apparently the hats were glued on. So now a group of animal lovers trying to find the birds and rescue them.
At first I thought, oh my God, that's cute. And then I was like, wait a minute, how did they get those hats on there? Did they glue them? And then what does that mean for them? Is it something that's going to impede their flight, attract predators? Yeah. They are basically seen as like the homeless of the bird community. I went and I found the original guy who posted it and I asked him, you know, where did this happen? He gave me the location and we drove all up and down here yesterday for 2 hours just handing out business cards to any location where I saw pigeons hanging out and people. Okay, if you see these birds, feed them until I get here. I'm only 3 miles away, and then I'll come trap them.
So how do you unglue the tiny hats? Well, not sure we want to delve into it. That it is, after all, Vegas. In this instance, at least, it didn't stay there. So there I am going over to Costco today about midday, and sure enough, people are circling the parking lot like sharks, a feeding frenzy, waiting for a parking spot to open up. See, a lady is about to take back her cart. So I stop and I'm waiting for her, and I'm at a 90-degree angle to her. She's pulled nose in, and I'm at a 90-degree angle to her. And suddenly I see a woman in a big SUV who is pulling up directly behind, right in line with a woman, and I thought, oh boy, here we go. We're going to get into some kind of confrontation, and I'm non-confrontational, so it was fine. Woman pulled out, and the other woman allowed me to, but she knew I was there first, so she let me pull in. Not all of these work out that well. Two women were arguing outside a bar in Portland, Oregon, one in the driver's seat of a car, the other standing at the driver's window, accusing her of stealing money. The accuser tries to get the driver to come out and fight. She wants no part of that. She decides to pull away, and in the process, grazes the accuser and hits a parked car. You just knew this was not going to end well. Listen here. Get out. Get out of the car. You want to go? Huh? You like this? Huh? You like this? You want some of me? Come on. How about this guy? This guy must run pretty good. Guy was filming himself running in the snow, Lake Louise in Canada, when an avalanche started coming down the mountain. He very nonchalantly says, oh, avalanche, and then kicks it into overdrive and runs for his life. Listen.
Avalanche.
Oh, yeah, avalanche. Oh, boy.
Wow. Here it goes. I don't think it's coming this far. Oh, wow. That's crazy. Wow.
He was picking him up and putting him down, but he managed to outrun it. One of Bobby Mack's mottos, I'd rather be lucky than good. There you go. There is the Hump Day edition of
Boneheads in the News.
7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Right back to clean things up in the closing minutes of the program here on Hump Day.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
No, you're wrong again, Joe Biden. We still got 5, 6, 7 minutes here. Closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. Bill is along. He is in Lyman. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, my friend? Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir, and Happy New Year. How about that?
You. your parking space segment reminded me, and I think I can say this and get away with it, and I know you've probably seen it, the Blake Shelton video of some beach where he's trying to get a parking space like a Walmart or a Kmart.
Yeah, I have seen that, yeah.
And the thing, Bobby, about the horses, I had racking horses in the upstate for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've deer hunted a lot in the lower part of the country where wild hogs are a whole lot worse. There are no Russian boar here like there is in Texas. These are all feral hogs that have gone wild over the last 50 or 100 years.
Right.
But I never saw one of my horses, and I never heard of a horse story in the low state involving a wild boar. And when I first read it today, I believed it, but I'd have to see the hoof prints of the wild boar and everything.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're not putting that out as a coat to finally catch who may be laying low to do it. What do you think?
I wouldn't want to do anything to work against whatever strategy they might have, but I would think that that's not outside of the realm of possibility to have the person relax.
I've never seen, you know, I've dealt with some Russian boar in Texas.
Yeah.
And they're 500-600 pounds.
The ones in Arkansas are the same way.
Oh, yeah. And javelinas are little, but they have no sense of humor.
Yes.
But I've never heard of a horse attack by a wild boar. And when I read it online today, like I said, I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Thank God this is not some deranged idiot.
Right.
That's doing harm to one of the most beautiful animals on God's earth. And then I got thinking, you know, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
I hope it's a ploy to catch whoever's doing it, if that's the case.
Yeah, we'll see as this plays out. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Texter said, Bob, message to whoever is shooting people's horses. If you get shot by a homeowner and I'm on the jury, homeowner, not guilty. Remember that, you jerk. Governor Jimmy joins us from Easley. He is the governor of Easley, South Carolina. Hi, Jimmy. How are you this Wednesday?
All right. You know, I was thinking about this a lot. Wouldn't you like to see this thing really go to a trial in the Senate, the impeachment thing?
I'd love it.
I'd like to know what the... Go ahead.
No, that's simply that. I'd love to see it. I want to see Biden drug in. I want to see Hunter Biden drug in. I want to see Hillary and Obama dragged in and questioned.
I do. I mean, if Trump comes up guilty, which I don't believe he would, I think it's Trump, but it should go and have a trial for us, the American people, who are Democrats, but we should know the truth after all this junk we've been through.
Absolutely.
We should know.
Absolutely.
And Lindsey Graham should bring it to that. I don't want to hear none of his mouths in service like he's been doing for the last 25 years. I mean, you got a chance to prove to us you're a Republican, a conservative, and most of all, a human being, because if Trump's not guilty, he ought to get his day in court, and he ain't got it so far.
I would agree. Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. I think the American people deserve to know exactly who did what. Also went on the text line. Bobby, I was thinking you'd talk about the Patriots' latest cheating accusation. What do you think? Well, here is Matt Napolitano from Fox News with the latest on that.
New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick remaining adamant that there was no wrongdoing by his staff. This as the NFL investigates the team over a staffer filming the Cincinnati Bengals sideline during last Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns as part of what the team said was a feature on the role of an advanced scout on the road.
Football staff and a coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addressing that investigation Wednesday.
I don't have an anticipation. We're going to be thorough and we're going to get all the facts.
The Patriots in a statement acknowledged the staffer inappropriately filmed the field at First Energy Stadium, but denied any wrongdoing in connection to the game plan for New England's upcoming matchup against the Bengals. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, look, I mean, just because a Patriots film crew was at the scene of the Pats' next opponent coming up this weekend and happened to film the Bengals sideline for 8 minutes... with players coming in and out and coaches sending in signals, there is no reason to jump to conclusions and think that the Patriots might have been up to no good, setting aside the fact that they previously admitted did the same thing to the New York Jets a number of years ago. Well, that was then and this is now. And remember the words of Coach Belichick. We're on to Cincinnati. Yeah, they're on to Cincinnati. Now they got some video to look at before they get there. well, be that as it may. Got to wrap things up for tonight. Thanks so much for being along. Great to have you here. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
I must be going. So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye
to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.